While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Total honesty can be offensive. And for being honest, he will not apologize. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I just dropped my pen. There we go. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Well, welcome back, Joe Gigante. Your Regular Joe here with you. Wrapping up already, man. I'm telling you. We've got to find a way to make this go longer. I'm just saying, there's just not enough time, especially on these open line Fridays. Before I get to the final call, I got a great email from one of our merry band of regulars who wished to remain anonymous, which I'm happy to respect that, saying that they're a member of the National Guard. And as goes in the National Guard deployments, this listener is pointing out that the people that are doing state orders right now are volunteers at this point. I mean, they get paid, which they should, but meaning that they're saying, yes, I will do it, as opposed to being, you know, told you've got to report and do this job. That would be involuntary. At this point, it's voluntary. So that answers one portion of the workforce. I mean, it's still, and I appreciate what they're doing, right? I mean, they're doing it to be selfless and to continue their service, which I thank this listener and all members of our armed forces for the great service they provide, including this. But it belies the fact that none of it, the greatest catalyst to this has been that unconstitutional mandate that led to the firing of hundreds and thousands of professionals in the healthcare industry, solely because healthcare professionals didn't want to get the shot. And that apparently was just unacceptable to Derfalchi and Biden, of course. All right, one last call. Where do we go? Spin the wheel. How about this? We'll go to Mark in Darboy. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Hey, first of all, good job, Tim. I'm going to change the subject a little, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I have what I would consider an informed opinion.
Sure.
Or an informed suggestion for your listeners. You know what I do for a living. You don't have to share that, but I get a couple of big trucks three times a week at my back door, and I order a lot of the same. Both of the big companies I use are national. One is regional, but approaching national.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get some heads ups, and I want to share that. And all I'm going to say is this to the listeners is that if look at your cabinets, look at your cupboards. The shelves around this area, like the Appleton area, maybe Green Bay, I don't know, aren't as bad. I mean, there's some missing spots, but not a ton. But if you go anywhere else across the country, especially in the middle, it does not look like it does here. So my suggestion is to, you know, get in a car, run to Walmart, wherever you want to go, and put some stuff on your shelves, because my heads up are saying that this is going to get a lot worse. So that's
well, Martin. Look, first of all, I appreciate it, and I do know what you do, and you would certainly be someone that would know. I'll keep your anonymity as you've asked. I don't mind that. But I would just say, what you do for a living, you're excellent at. I have to say that much. I appreciate the heads up. And look, I think it's great advice in general. With what we're seeing, any number of reasons, it wouldn't hurt to have extra stock on hand. And all, you know, whether it's food, other things, I mean, alternative energy in terms of, you know, you can't have, people have generators, right? But you still need gas to run a generator, right? So whatever it might be, these are things that you're going to want to have on hand because, look, this goes one direction if it's untempered. And we're already seeing, and like you said, despite what Joe Biden might claim, all one has to do is look around. I mean, you can go on social media and there's pictures and video all over the country where there's bear shells, and including, I've been in the local Walmart. I mean, it's one of the places I do food shopping, and there's whole sections that are empty at times. And we've never witnessed this and never thought we would in these United States. So, you know, proper planning prevents poor performance, right? The five P's, I think it's sage advice to get out there and do whatever you can within your means to try to make sure you're taking care of yourself and your families. Not a downer at all, Mark. Good advice. Appreciate the call. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back here Monday with more details on what will be the inaugural Toss Voss rally to take place in the not-too-distant future. Between now and then, three words to guide your path. Live life boldly. See you Monday, everybody.
This